In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It can seem at times that our lectionary has a rather strange sense of humor. Just when we are being told that it is safer at home, with restaurants, shops, and all non-essential businesses closed, just as when even our church communities are unable to gather in the body as we attempt to arrest the spread of COVID-19, just when we are being asked to wall ourselves up for the good of the many, and may feel, if we let our drama get the best of us, that we are in our own ways currently entombed, we encounter the story of Jesus calling Lazarus out of his tomb. "Take away the stone. Lazarus, come out. Unbind him and let him go." And yet this is the perfect picture for us to contemplate today. In Lazarus' case, what seemed in the eyes of the world to be a scene of death, a tomb, was in Jesus' eyes, in God's world, a place of life, more like a womb. And we have, in this strange and horrible time, an amazing opportunity as individuals and as a society to move our safer at home experience from stir craziness to an experience of the deep inner stirrings to new birth. How do we do this? The gospel's answer, I believe, are in a lot of the details of the story we heard today. There is a process to turning our tombs into wombs. Here's the first detail. We're told that Lazarus has been dead for 4 days. Jesus' delay is part of what brings this about. And death for first century Jews was not understood as a momentary or immediate passing from the world of the living to what lies beyond it. Rather, it was understood as a process that took 3 days. When someone died, it was believed that in the first 3 days, they spent time atoning for what they had done wrong, exposing to God's view the secrets of their lives, and in some supersensible way, making amends for the things they had done wrong during their time of the body's first decay. And by the 4th day, this process was complete. I wonder what our quarantine would look like if we each took advantage of our containment to do some of this kind of tomb work, to take the moments of quiet, that evening time in the home, to look over our day, or our year, or our lives, and think about what is bringing us pain. This process of dying that folks would have believed Lazarus had gone through was in fact a painful process. What in us feels like a sickness, or maybe just a resentment or a regret? What in us smells like death? What are those aspects of ourselves that we bury, those bits of our past or our present that we want to seal up with a stone? The things we've done or imagined doing, the regrets that we have from choices we've made or choices we haven't made, the fears that if folks really knew who we were, where were we anxious? Where are we afraid that we are not good enough? Where do we think that we, like the 4-day dead Lazarus, might actually stink if the stone of our lives is rolled away and what is decayed in us is exposed to the light of day? Where do we need to atone, to make amends? With all the time on our hands at home, perhaps some of that time could be for making a call, or sending an email, or even reaching out from our tomb by Zoom and touching the lives of those persons that we know we need to make well with And we've always told ourselves, if I only had the time, I would do it. Where do we need to atone? Where do we need to make amends in our lives? What does our coming out of the tomb process, what does it look like? Like Lazarus 3 days, this process is painful. And it can feel a lot like death, and it can seem to smell a lot like decay. But Jesus says about Lazarus, this illness does not lead to death. Rather, it is for God's glory. What is the glory of God? According to early church father Irenaeus of Lyon, the glory of God is the human person fully alive. The work in the tomb is all about getting out of the tomb. And I'm not talking about the tomb of our homes. I'm talking about the tombs of our spirits that we've been in long before safer at home was ever a phrase. This seems hard, doesn't it? This seems like something that we can't do alone. And the good news is we don't have to do it alone. Here's another detail. We're told that Bethany, where Lazarus and Martha and Mary lived, was just 2 miles from Jerusalem. And then we hear this strange phrase when Jesus is talking about bringing life to Lazarus, where the disciple Thomas says, "Let us also go that we may die with him." What is he talking about? Well, where Jesus had been staying, the Galilee area, an area of hills and small villages, was a perfect place for someone like Jesus. A perfect place where many dissidents and prophets and agitators were able to hide out and kind of escape the eye of the Roman machine or even of local authorities. But coming so near Jerusalem, Jesus and his disciples here realize that he will most likely be laying his life down for his friend. God's love of glory, God's heart's desire that we be human persons fully alive is so great that Jesus chooses to risk, we would even say to offer, his life for this process. Because it is this work and these parts of ourselves that Christ loves so dearly. When we take up this inner work, we draw the power of Jesus to us. He risks himself for us. When we have the courage to expose what in us feels like death, Jesus stands at the entrance of our hearts and speaks words of life to us. He calls each of us by name. He says, "Come out and be free from all that has bound you. Be the radiance and the glory of God. Be, perhaps for the first time in your life, a human person fully alive." Jesus says to us today, "I am the resurrection and the life." And these "I am" statements are central to this fourth gospel, to John's gospel. And they're meant partly to connect the identity of Jesus with that, the identity and voice of Jesus, with that presence and voice that Moses heard in the burning bush, where God said to him, "I am what I am," or "I will be whatever I will be." These statements we hear in this gospel: "I am the bread of life. I am the true vine. I am the good shepherd. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the doorway. And today, I am the resurrection and the life." This time of quarantine, this time when, unlike our normal way of doing things, there's a social momentum not toward being active and outside, but toward being quiet and experiencing ourselves. This pivotal time, this historical time that will go down in the books, is a great time to ask, what do I say I am to? During the sad and frightening time, Do I say, I am paralyzed with fear? Do I say, I am a hoarder of goods and groceries? Do I say, I am for myself when the going gets tough? Do I say, I am unmoved by the sufferings of others here or abroad? Or do we, having done the work of our own tomb-like self, come out as Jesus calls us, unbind ourselves from these I ams, and say, like Jesus, I am the light of the world? The last time I preached here, Jesus told us we were just that. I am the doorway, perhaps to God's power, love, and way of life for others. I am the resurrection and the life to any who could use my help or smile from my voice. One final detail. We are told that Jesus loved Lazarus. There's only one other person in this text that we're told Jesus loved, and it's the author of this fourth gospel himself, who never calls himself John. Some legends and a few scholars suggest that Lazarus and the author of this gospel are one and the same person. I'd like to think that's true. I'd like to think that Lazarus, who was once decaying and stinking in a tomb, somehow heard the voice of Jesus call him to come out and to be unbound, and with his new, fully alive glory life, wrote the very scripture we read today. I'd like to think this because it reminds me that that voice is there for each one of us as we strive to protect the lives of those most at risk, as we are safer at home and live the quiet, one could almost say monastic life of this quarantine. We are being given the gift of time and interiority. Let us use this gift well, that we might hear, come out and be unbound, that we might in new and creative and glorious ways write the scripture of our lives and our society and our world with a new pen, whittled from our work in the tomb, carried with us from the womb into the world. Amen.